Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning shift at 8:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. If you're driving to work, 10-2 today. 10-2.
It's going to be important.
It is. There's no doubt about that. Nasty outside. If you have a cool boss, take your time. If your boss wants you to be on time, leave early.
I was going to say. It's always a situation.
Are you a 10-2 driver?
Oh, yes. I am the safest driver there is.
What are you?
One hand on the top.
Like noon? Like at noon?
Yeah.
Or at midnight?
Yep.
Yeah. What about you, Dylan?
I'm either one hand at noon, depending on, you know, how I'm feeling. I'm either one hand at noon or one hand at, I guess that'd be like 7. Like,
yeah, okay.
He's down. I got you.
I see what you're
saying. A little offset.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just to have the backup plan.
I rarely drive with two hands. Allie, you drive 10-2 the whole time?
No, okay. But I'm an extremely safe driver. Like, yeah. I was in a wreck when I was 15, so since then.
How close would you say you are to the steering wheel on any given day?
Super close.
No, you're one of those. You're a 10-2.
You've seen me.
Oh, my God. Allie Mack, you're like a granny driver where you're like.
I am. But I'm also like 5'2", so
I know. But you got to get at least 90. You got to get at least 90 degrees in the elbow.
But you can give your feet room and give like your face room as well. Like you can be up tight and then lean that seat back a little bit because that airbag comes at you quick.
I don't think I've judged you as much as I am right now. I mean, close to the wheel and 10-2 is way over the top.
I think the close to the wheel is more just my stress level because, like, it's 24/7 stress with me. I'm just that person with anxiety. So I think that's more so the case rather than feeling unsafe.
See, I sit very awkwardly in my seat because I'm as close as Allie is probably knee-wise. Like, my knees are probably touching the bottom. But then again, I'm also... My back.
Lean back.
I'm like in the back seat.
Then
like,
how do you see if you're leaned back like
all right,
that?
Can you just act like the microphone is the steering wheel? No. Yes. Oh, my God, no.
Allie has no swagger to her driving. Allie drives with zero swag.
I feel like I don't even know you now.
When have I ever given off the impression that I have swag, first of all?
Well, your hat is actually pretty swaggy.
Yeah,
I like your beanie.
You've got these little beanies that are all Christmas. Like it's like the 25 days of Allie's beanies or whatever. They're cool. I like them. And then you're like, but then you look over and you're like hugging the steering wheel. You're like, my whole body turns this steering wheel.
It's like
you don't have power steering.
You come up with all these fun games for us to play.
That is
your
crazy.
Trivia is great.
I'm telling you, when I got in my wreck, I was a passenger in a wreck when I was 15. And it just, before I started driving, so it changed my world. Mm.
Yeah.
That is a good reason. Yeah. But I still am like, dude. How could you be that
well,
person?
Well, and I know
I thought
like,
I knew you.
I know I'm a really nerdy driver, so I've been married 2 years now, but I still get nervous when I'm driving Grant. Yeah. Like, I would much rather him drive because I feel the judgment.
Did you have an all-wheel drive this morning? Is that what was going on? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, because...
Slight hydroplane, maybe.
I was just driving very slow this morning. I was like, I'll take my time.
You know, I'm judging you so hard.
As long as you don't turn your flashers on when it's
no. Those people are a menace.
Then make it more dangerous, just so you know.
Yes. Yeah, you're disabling your brake lights on most vehicles. Amy starts and stops like Dell Jr. In a pit stop, but then she's like slow. I mean, I tell you what, like, I'm like...
That is such a good visual on that.
I mean,
it's coming into the driveway.
And I'm just like, dude, I I drive most places we go, but I remember being in a wreck. My first time I was in a wreck, I think I was nine. I was eight. I was eight. That's what it was. I was 8 years old. Yeah, I was like, it was, or no, I was nine. I was nine. It was scary, dude. Like, that was scary stuff.
Yeah.
We were going to Six Flags. I still remember we were going to Six Flags, and, like, this dude hit us, and I was like, are we still going to Six Flags? My mom's like, no, we're going to the hospital to get checked out. Can you
answer? Were you eight or nine?
I was nine, I think.
There you go. Yeah, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I was eight.
Gotta think about it.
No, you know what?
Nope.
I was nine. I hadn't turned 10 yet. That was it. Yeah.
How did you do that?
I couldn't help it.
I mean, she's got to take the heat off her being a granny driver over there.
That's true.
I did have the greatest privilege the other day, though, driving up to Houston to see my nephew play in his playoff game.
Houston's another one, by the way.
It is. I know. It's not Houston, guys.
Did they win?
No, they did not. But I was driving my parents, and my dad just... very opposed to the Peach Pass. Very opposed. Will not pay for a Peach Pass.
Wow.
So I drove in the express lane, and my mom was just like, this is amazing.
Wow.
When you can make your parents happy over
Mr.
something
Matt.
Small like that.
Well,
Daddy
I think
Matt,
he only made
doing?
One of them happy.
Only one of them. I know. My dad's like, thanks, Al.
I'm sorry. I have to follow up. Why is he opposed to
the
Peach
Pass? Sure.
Because you already pay taxes on the roads.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's valid.
It's, all it is, it's funny because I used to dog cuss 400 when I was working. When I'd come to work at the old station as an intern because I'd have to pay. And I'm like, tolls are stupid. If you get in the express lane, you're just absolutely paying nothing but a toll.
Yeah, but you realize that I don't want to go down this road, but it takes upkeep on roads to make sure they stay in traveling
condition. Yeah, those are what taxes are called. You know,
I don't. This is not the time nor place to have this conversation, but it's not quite as simple as you're making it out to be.
You pay taxes.
400 has been privatized, so it's not tax. It is what it is.
A toll road is taxation without representation.
Yeah, it's not a toll road anymore.
Let's have a tea party.
Why don't we talk about Raheem and the conversations he was having with the Falcons after the loss to the Jets on Sunday? He actually said he couldn't reveal too much about those conversations.
A lot of those hard truths I won't tell to you guys. That's why we call them hard truths. I'll give to those guys real hard, you know, honest evaluations and feedbacks. But a lot of those things are just basically the stuff that you probably know that we don't necessarily tell you guys the right way, you know, how we want to say it to you guys. But we got to get back to doing the things the right way at all phases. And yesterday, particularly with special teams.
Mike, I'm sure you have been in these locker rooms when some hard truths have been spoken.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of conversations are happening?
I've been given hard truths before, for sure. I've made the joke before, and it's not a joke. At no point was I in my 5-year career safe on having a roster spot. It just is what it is. And at one point, and Bo would probably remember better than me, when they drafted a couple of linemen, 2012 or 2013, can't remember which one, 2012 probably. It was simply, hey, you're going to have to change positions, and you're going to have a really good couple of preseason games. And it's like, oh yeah, I mean, of course, I'm going to try really hard. It's like, no. You really need to have a couple of good preseason games. So I was coming off injury. It drafted a couple guys, and it was like, okay. And I went out and did it. I mean, I thankfully was able to, no pun intended, rise up to the occasion and able to get it done. But those and those are tough conversations of, hey, you're not getting it done right now. We really thought that you – and I would just imagine, and I'll just throw this out, I don't know this to be the case. I would have to imagine that they look at the passing game with what it's been with Casey Washington or Kadarius Hodge getting separation from receivers or having, you know, that kind of input from the quarterback, and simply put, like, hey, it's not good enough. We're not good at the wide receiver position. We're going to try a couple different guys. I don't know that that's the case, but when you start going with how bad we've been on special teams and the fact that those guys are inactive and everything else that comes along with it, it's like, yeah, I think those are really tough conversations to have, considering what you expected out of those guys and multiple other players on the team throughout the preseason. And when you go and you're at 4 wins and 7 losses, yeah, it's time to have those conversations, or else you're going to be without a job yourself.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, unfortunately, now it's 4 wins and 8 losses because guys didn't do their jobs. I mean, Jamal Agnew has given you two plays maybe all year. I mean, you can't have as many bad plays as good plays at that position. When you're a specialist, you know, it's kind of like when I was watching when we were in New Orleans, and I think it was it the kicker's name Groupie?
Yeah.
When he missed the second kick, I was like, I was thinking about, I'm not sure what his status is at home, but like, I'm sure like his significant other texted him, was like, oh, it was a rough day. Don't worry, you'll have better days. And I'm sure he was like, not here. Like, I'm done. They're going to cut me. Cause that's what happens. Like, and that's the thing is, you know, some of us have bad days at work and we get to go have another day at work the next day. And, you know, some of these guys have bad days at work. They're done. Specialist. That's a specialist thing. Like Young Wei Koo, you know, after he kicked the dirt yesterday, he's probably not going to have another day in that uniform. And sometimes it can be your career, you know. Like long snappers are one of the most specialized positions in the league. And, you know, they can, you can last forever when you get one of those spots. I mean, the long snapper for, I think it might have been New Orleans, was like 41 years old.
I'm pretty sure the guy that was a long snapper next to me in the Senior Bowl, where, interestingly enough, Zach Robinson was a quarterback, I'm pretty sure he's still playing. He was the long snapper. Actually, when the Mount Cody play, when we blocked Tennessee's field goal, he was the long snapper. But I'm pretty sure he's still playing for, like, the Ravens. It's crazy. They've been around 16, 17 years.
But those are even jobs, Mike, sometimes that they actually price themselves out. Like, Josh Harris would still be here, but he actually priced himself out of the
and
job.
And he's still playing somewhere as well.
He's on the Chargers.
Well, one thing we were kind of asking Arch about yesterday was the wide receiver room, because we're kind of down in that area, and Raheem did address that yesterday as well.
We got guys that are capable to do the things, and nobody can be Drake on our roster, so I'm not going to be telling you that. So we will definitely go out there and try to move that thing around. You know, Pitts took a lot of the weight yesterday. You know, obviously we got to get Mooney back going again. Got to get him going like he was going versus the Saints. So if you can get Pitts going and Mooney going, that would certainly give you a lot of belief and a lot of confidence in that receiver group. And then everybody else can play their complementary part, being able to go just do things the right way, get in line, and then allow Bijan to be the best version of himself like he was yesterday.
I gave Raheem a lot of credit earlier because I feel like it's so easy to just listen to anything he says right now with the way the team's playing and be like, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think he's addressed things in the right manner, specifically yesterday. The one thing I will not listen to, though, is the Darnell Mooney. He told Dukes and Bell, what was that, 3 weeks ago? It's like, well, you got to know, he didn't have a training camp, man. So he's just getting through training camp. And it's like, I don't want to hear all that, man. Like, I really don't. Darnell Mooney needs to play at a level that Darnell Mooney's playing at for the money he's making in the situation you found yourself in without Drake London in the lineup. The whole thing, or you know, no training camp. No, I don't want to hear that. Now we're still in kind of the same spot with him. He had a good game against New Orleans, had a few grabs, but the chemistry is not there with the quarterback spot at all. And Raheem, love you. You can miss me with that. I'm tired of hearing about Darnell Mooney not playing up to expectations.
Yeah, the other guy in that soundbite hasn't played up to expectations either. And you can miss me that he had a few catches. And I thought he played well. I thought he ran hard. His blocking is still. You know,
he plays wide receiver, man.
And look, you know what?
That's crazy.
Drake London doesn't block great every time, but he gives – it's effort, Mike. That's the problem for me.
No doubt.
It's about effort. And there was one block in particular that you and I were watching earlier.
Could have been a touchdown. That could have been a 43-yard touchdown.
But guess what? It wasn't. And you know why? because it didn't look like the guy wearing number 8 gave any effort to block the green, the guy in the green wearing number 9.
That's a little disease we call DGAF. He was DGAFing.
Ooh, I know what that means.
Well, coming up, the coaching carousel continues and Crumble Cookies are involved. Plus, we've got Guns N' Roses tickets to give away, and we've got a Mic'd Up.
Yeah, the rare 840 edition of the Mic'd Up coming at you guys. My wife and I broke into the conversation last night that every couple hates this time of year. Hey, what do you want for Christmas? Mm. But I've got good news. I think we solved the puzzle last night. I'll tell you what it is.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.